plate a potential nugget.
One of the things that's top of mind for me, I have two young kids, a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old. I'm curious about how to imbibe some of these things in kids, right? In a way, at least we grew up in a time where things were relatively linear, but I realize their kids are growing into a future which is going to require them to be a lot more deliberate about how they design and redesign as they go through life. What's some of your thinking around how we can start helping our kids appreciate some of these things and sort of to give them the foundation as they grow up?
Absolutely. I mean, what you just said is something that I think about often. And I think you and I, even though we grew up in different places, we grew up with a similar, like you said, a linear roadmap. Mm-hmm. You do this, you go to school, you study hard, you go to work, you work hard, you meet someone, you get married, you have kids. It was very like tutum, tutum, tutum. You do this and then you do that. And I find my kids are also teenagers. They're 17 and 18. And I feel like I can't give them the same roadmap. There are no roadmaps today because everything is fluid and changeable and uncertain, and which is an incredible challenge. But at the same time, that's the opportunity, right? There are no roadmaps, so create your own roadmap. And in a way, design the life you love is my answer to that.
Hmm.
Teaching kids to think like a designer with optimism and empathy and collaboration and an open mind, asking what if questions and seeing the big picture and connecting the dots in new and different ways early on, and making that a lifelong practice.
Hmm.
So that's the only way I know how to do it.
This reminds me of a conversation with Pramod Sinha, one of the early leaders in institutions like ISB and Ashoka. He used to be a director at McKinsey earlier. He has a good sense of what good leadership looks like and how we equip the children for the future. He spoke about how sometimes we as parents end up making decisions for the children. He urges us to hold back and get them to make choices and live with the repercussions.
First thing I do is I ask them to listen to what their children are saying,
mm-hmm.
rather than deciding for them.
Mm.
And that I see is a huge problem because, I think our parents were much less concerned about what we were doing, even though at that time I think it was very important.
It was a bigger deal, possibly. Yeah.
But today what has happened is, ironically, even with the large number of choices in careers, the choices in education are very limited still.
Interesting.
So that forces people to become very, very focused on saying, oh, I have to decide, right?
Mm.
And so the first thing I really ask them is, are you deciding for your kid or do they really want to study law, for example?
Yeah.
And often you will find kids who are very clear that they're very excited about being a lawyer. And if that's really what they want to do, and honestly, between you and me, objectively, they may not know.
True.
But the important part is that they are excited about it,
hmm.
and they want to pursue it.
Hmm.
And so, first and foremost, just clarifying that. Then, if you end up on the other side where the person doesn't know, I then start by saying, listen, it's good that you, it's okay that you don't know. There's nothing wrong with that, because otherwise people are under pressure.
Hmm.
That they are confused or they don't know, and
they ought to know the answer. Yeah.
They ought to know, and how come they don't know, and so on. So taking that pressure off, and then helping them understand that honestly, what you specialize in will not matter.
Hmm.
In fact, this whole thing about specializing in a subject and then being in a career and the line to that, as you know, is tenuous. It happens sometimes, but increasingly happens less and less. And so while it's important to major in something, it's not really that important to major in the right thing.
That's a good point.
And so that kind of releases the tension of a lot of parents and children when they realize, or sometimes they don't, but most of times you can actually show the parents themselves that what they major in and what they're doing now has no connection.
I guess our children are growing into a world with abundant possibilities, and that can be extremely unnerving. Giving them the tools to keep redesigning their life as they move forward might be the biggest gift that we can give them for life. Thank you for listening.